Now, I'm at a very special event, which is the BBC Global Reef Awards, and it's been an inspirational evening hearing about all sorts of amazing stuff that goes on within BBC World Service and BBC World TV. And I've hauled along a special guest. Now, tell me who you are.
I'm Nazis Afroz. I'm the executive editor for the Asia-Pacific region of the World Service.
And you commissioned a quite amazing exercise in India last year. What was that?
It was the India election. We were covering the India election and we commissioned a train. We thought that it was such a huge country. We had to travel across. And we also had to bring the whole of the BBC into that project. So we commissioned a train, which was totally BBC branded. Our journalists, nearly 40 journalists across 13 languages, across platforms in radio, television, online, they've all worked together, shared content, and they even tweeted from the train. They were sending their material across TV, audio and video, everything, using a mobile data card.
So a whole train was commissioned by the BBC, sailing around India. What do you think the impact was of that on our journalism?
It was fascinating. I mean, I was talking to one of her colleagues from the Arabic service. She came across a story in Calcutta, which was halfway through the journey. The sex workers of Calcutta, they got together and they got their voting rights. So she thought that it was a hugely challenging story, telling it to their audiences in the Arab world. A, talking about sex workers with their rights and they're going out to vote on a voting day. And so that kind of stories, which normally would not come and would not be part of our coverage, and this is what every bit of the BBC who were there, they were finding different stories. I'm from India. I have been covering the election for more than 20 years. Possibly some of these stories have become almost like daily routine, but they found so fascinating. That is why the project was so special. We were finding absolutely fascinating stories where they thought we'd be able to make this story interesting for the whole of the world, for the whole world.
So that's one of the Reef Award winners tonight. Just one of the inspiring stories we've heard about BBC coverage around the world.